Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Coming up on TMS, grab your love sack.
Golly gosh darn freaking heck.
Grills with Brad intent.
Potatoes.
Blame the 3-year-old.
You won't believe this actor wasn't exactly like the character he played.
5 arcades and a change machine. Where it's at.
When the Biden comes along, you workshop it.
You ever lose your stunt double?
I get it. You're a duck.
Monkeys never pick up.
Root beer is on my roof.
Who's Karen gonna complain to now?
I was not programmed to cook.
Get your Watney to Mars with Amy and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
He always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go wrong making young girls' hearts. But always told me, be careful what you love. Be careful what you do. Cause lies come true.
Nothing like a chicken dinner.
Now picture that, but everywhere. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. He's Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
Hey, man. A little green tea goes a long way. I've got so much energy right now. I don't know what to do with it all.
Nice. Nice.
Just a little green tea in the morning.
Little plug for Phoenix Pearl Tea Shop.
Hell yeah. I love everything.
Which one are you having?
This one is called, what did we make? Hold on. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I forget the name. But it's very good. All their teas are good. Highly recommend them. Go check them out.
Yeah. Cool.
And Gwen's awesome. All right. Hey, a lot going on. We have some things. Real quick here. Ducks are the worst. Let me just get into why. What's up with the ducks?
I don't know. The geese, I feel like ducks ain't got nothing on geese as far as being jerks, but let's hear your story and we'll all decide.
Usually that's totally my thing as well. Like geese are the jerks and ducks are fine, or they're just sort of there or whatever. You know, they're kind of scavengers. If you walk toward a lake with a bunch of bread, they're all going to come around there and whatever. But yesterday we're at, not Mitchell's. Maxwell's, I always forget the name. Maxwell's Pizza up the street. It's an amazing New York style pizza place that I highly recommend anybody who's out in this area ever. And it's really close, so it's nice. We walked out there with Taylor, Dylan, and the baby. And I guess the other baby was with us as well because Taylor was waddling. She's very pregnant right now.
Technically, that baby, she's not going anywhere without that baby.
No, she can't go anywhere without her.
Not for another couple months.
Yeah, not till October. But she's so pregnant right now, and it's all being carried like way out front. And anyway, we waddle our way on down there and we get a big pie cut right down the middle. We got pepperoni on one side and just cheese on the other. We're just looking for some basic business here. We're not going crazy.
Sure, sure.
But it's really good versions of that kind of pizza. And so we go and we do that. And we're sitting down and we're chilling and we notice there are a couple of ducks walking around. No big deal.
Okay.
All right. Van throws a fry at
outside the restaurant, I hope.
Oh, yeah, we're outside. Definitely outside.
Okay, good.
And Van throws a little half of a French fry at one of these things. I think that's how it started. It could have been somebody else's fry, but I'm pretty sure he started it. And so now they're kind of going, walking around going, meh, 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 just kind of want more action. That's fine. I get it. You're a duck. That's what ducks do.
Yeah.
But what ducks don't do is they don't get to jump up and land on your table with all your food around. And flap their wings and act like it's their job to disrupt everything and take all your shit. Freaking F you, birds.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh,
Yeah,
for sure. That's they're on their way to becoming Peking duck.
Yeah,
when they do that at,
yeah,
around my food.
That's right. Point your bill north and get your ass to Mars. Like, get out of here.
Did you think about all those mites?
I did. I thought of mites. I thought
off their wings and your food and all that.
Yeah, and I thought of like how birds poo for no reason all the time. You know, I thought about that.
Well, they have a reason. They just don't care about it.
That's true.
It's a reason because they poo.
Yeah. So then we thought, well, we'll shush them away and they'll be fine. Yeah. So Carter does this whole like gets up and slaps it away and it goes out. And now they're on the ground again. But one of these is so aggressive that it just keeps coming up, like supercharging hard and fast at us and hissing at us as it tries to like get its. I'm like, dude, you're the guest here. You don't get to just come in here. Are you kidding me? Freaking ducks. So anyway, and Carter says, I don't know how to stop them if they set. And I just, I do. I'll break that duck's neck. I don't have a problem with it. Actually,
Carter was fine with that.
Yeah, she was fine with
that. Carter was like, oh, I'll do it, Dad, if you want. I'll break the duck's neck. Here, let me kick it. Can I kick it?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
That's right. And I'm a big talker. I probably couldn't do that. It seems mean. But anyway, freaking ducks, dude. Just go somewhere else. You can go get bread at the lake. Why are you? They're across the street and like four blocks over. Yeah. 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 Into human territory. It's our town, buddy.
Was there a busy street between you and the lake?
I'd say ish. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially that time of day.
So you should have thrown some more Vans fries there.
Put them out in the road.
In the middle of the street, yeah.
Oh, man. And it's all bad for them. Like,
I'm kidding, people.
These save like, your emails. Yeah, Brian, save your emails. Brian doesn't mean any of that.
No, I'm an animal fighter.
Exactly. And we know giving them, you know, fries and bread is bad. We know.
Right. Okay. You did kind of start it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, the 3-year-old.
Nice.
I blame the 3-year-old.
Nice.
Yeah, he was being sweet. He thought he was like sharing with the animal kingdom and all that, and I can't blame him. But at the end of the day, we learned our lesson, and there's probably, I probably ate some duck poo. I don't know. I probably did.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Totally did.
Because it was a hot, ready-to-go pizza that I was not going to let go
away.
Because
there's the pizza you can see, or there's the duck poo you can see, and then there's the duck poo you can't see.
Right. This is a great life lesson
duck
that you just expressed.
Duck poo dust. Dusted your pizza with their duck poo dust.
Gross.
And mites.
Gross. There's a reason.
It is my goal to keep you inside your house for the rest of your life.
Well, it's working. It's working. Nicely done. Anyway, we also got a hard question from a listener. Real hard one.
All right.
Here's
on me. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Here we
send
go.
And receive email.
I also think he's Canadian.
Canada!
The email address led me to believe that.
Sure.
Anyway, his name is Tate. He says, hey, squirt and burp. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. How come Brian says golly so much? I think he means golly, like that. When you go golly.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I?
Oh, yeah, you say it quite a bit.
Is that new? Like, that's funny. I remember when I did absolutely all the time, and that is such a verbal crutch that I don't even think about doing it.
Yeah. It's like it'd be golly. Like a thing where it'd be like, oh, so you just did it. So
yeah,
going,
that's what I'm saying. That's like I'm trying to think of like the natural, oh, golly. Yeah.
And then he says, and why does Scott say freaking so much? Thanks for any help you can provide, Tate. Well, Tate, I don't know.
Well, because if I say God effing damn, then we've got to all of a sudden put an explicit tag on this show.
Yeah, that's part of it. And freaking is my replacement for the F word because I don't really drop it that often or ever, really.
All right. So chat room, I need you to stay on me and catch me when I say golly. Because again, this is one that I don't even think about. This is like a...
It's Brian Gomer Pyle.
Subconscious.
Yeah. It is very Gomer Pyle-y.
Well,
true.
If I was going, golly. Well, right. Andy, you can come down to the gas station and, let me sing a song for you. And to dream the impossible dream.
Yeah, I know, right? Golly. Jim Neighbors. He's just like, he was two people, that guy. For sure.
Yes, there is like a 72-year-old person laughing their head off at my joke just now.
And, yeah, they love it.
99.9% of the audience does not get it.
Look, if you're younger and you want to understand, here's what you do. You go to YouTube and you search for Gomer Pyle, and you get plenty of examples of that. And then look up Jim Neighbors Sings, and then you'll be blown away by this guy's freaking baritone. It's crazy.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's almost Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's the ability to you talk kind of goofy. And I'm sure, you know, his Gomer Pyle was an act. It was not his real voice, but still that versus his singing voice.
Yeah, you pretty much set yourself in stone when you do that sort of stuff. Yeah. And it's fine.
Yeah.
Who was his brother was Gomer. No, Goober.
Goober. Right.
He took over when I don't know what happened there. Oh, no, he went off, had his own show. That's what it was. He had a spinoff.
Yeah, he did. Gomer Pyle USMC.
That's right. Mr. Pyle, you want to tell me?
I don't know. I remember there was a Sarge, but I couldn't even tell you if Sarge ever acted like that.
If you ever yelled their name, like, yeah. like not Bueller, like, what's, like, what's it like?
Jetson!
What was the... Oh, the, I always think of the Simpsons when they go Animal House. I always think of that for some reason.
Right.
The dude on Animal House. I don't think ever said it, but everyone thinks he did. Anyway.
Right.
So there you go, Team Sergeant Gomer. Carter, Toga. What? Oh, now they're all just saying random words.
Sergeant Carter was Gomer's sergeant.
That's actually kind of a stupid fun show to watch. Just put it on, let it go. It's real dumb. I know you love your local your yokel humor, so you probably would hate it, but. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know that was one that my grandparents watched, so that was on in the house.
Yeah.
As far as like reruns and stuff, because it was obviously it was in syndication when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Way before our time. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is. Everyone always says like, you know, how do you know so much about that? Well, it's because we had reruns, man. That's how we grew up. We didn't have 24/7 streaming services that had a billion things constantly all at once, and plus, you know, 300 channels of cable. It didn't exist. We had three stations.
Yep.
It was all, you know, whatever they had. And then if you had any extra time, you might get a VHS tape or something.
Right.
That was us.
You basically came home from school. You flicked on the station that was showing syndicated reruns of I Love Lucy and Gilligan's Island and Bewitched and the Munsters. And you ate maybe you made a sandwich or you made some cereal or something.
Sure.
Or you waited for
and you were happy with it because that's all
their bikes.
Yeah. And it's all you had. That's what you had.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
And when that's all you have, you take what you have and you make the best of it. And it's totally fine. In my case, the house was full of coin operated arcade games. And that was nice.
That's pretty nice.
It was nice, except I never knew who my friends were. Never.
Your true friends,
my
right?
My true friends, yeah.
Who's here for Battle Zone and who's here for me?
Yeah, my friend Dan and Mark would hang out and do more stuff with me, which told me they were my real, actual friends. Everybody else would come, they'd play, I don't know, Missile Command all night and then leave. And I know that Those meant that friends. they were just Johnny-come-latelys, you know, looking for free play video games. That's what they wanted.
They're not your real friends.
No, you couldn't tell. You just couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. And now I don't care where they are.
My Missile Command should be coming any day now. My the New Wave Toys.
You bastard.
Foot tall version.
Does that have a little ball?
I don't know what I'm gonna do, 'cause right now.
Does it have a little ball on it?
It does. It's got a trackball. The Centipede has a little trackball.
Oh, you're making me want that. I used to love that game.
But the question is, like, what happens? Because right now, I've got 5 arcade games and a change machine.
Yeah.
And that is the full width of that table right there. What do I do?
I don't know. You got some rearranging to do, man.
I might have to make it like an L-shaped arcade or something.
Yeah. No doubt. There's a brand new arcade, or there's a brand new game on Steam called Arcade Paradise. I'm desperately curious about it. It looks like you basically have to run a laundromat in the early goings to pay for this like underground arcade that you're building.
Oh, cool.
And every arcade like machine in there is playable, which is crazy.
A business builder kind of thing, right?
Kinda.
Like where you're.
Yeah. One of these chore core games that I like. But boy, I need that to be just right to like it. Is it good?
For sure. For sure.
I don't know.
Captain Kipper, yes, I do have a Vectrex. And it's playable, it works, and I even have the cartridge that's got all the games.
Yeah, that's what you want.
The 3D printed full ROM business.
I have a hard drive full of so many games, I'll never play them all. There's no way.
Yeah, no, you and me both.
Never.
I have a Steam library full of games I'm never going to play.
Yeah, get a Steam Deck and then you'll wonder how you're ever going to stop. That's the problem.
I know, exactly. Thing. That's, you know, maybe the Steam Deck would help, right? It's like, oh, I'm sitting here and I don't have to be in front of my PC to play it.
Yeah. I played Assassin's Creed Origins all night on that thing. Nice. And boy, howdy, does that thing like battery life. Just like you said, nom, 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 nom.
Slurp.
Yeah, that game really likes to chew it up. All right. Any lift stories yesterday? Anything happen?
No, everyone was pretty boring. The I was really excited because it's move-in week up in Boulder. Yeah. All the students are coming back, and so I drove up there. I had to pick up a check from somebody, and then I waited to turn on my Lyft online until I was actually in Boulder City Limits, because I'm thinking, oh, great, all the new students here. I'm going to get a bunch of short rides in. It'll be quick, easy, fun, perfect.
Sure.
Second ride I get is out to the airport. It's like, goodbye, Boulder. See ya. Off to
the opposite.
Off to the great pool drain in the sky, basically. And
yeah, that's the opposite thing that you wanted. It was literally somebody leaving Boulder instead of all the coming.
Exactly. Yeah. But sure enough, I got rides immediately from the airport, then took somebody and then picked somebody else to take him to the airport and then back away from the airport. But then I had one person who made me drive southeast. I live in the northwest part of town. I had to drive southeast to the furthest part of Denver. I swear to God, it is the furthest part of Denver I've ever been in. It's actually southeastern Aurora Parker. And it is as diametrically opposed to my home location as you can possibly get.
How far are you from Bobert's Bar and Grill thing that she has?
she's over on the the Grand Junction Rifle area. So that would be about a 5 or 6 hour drive.
Oh, that's that's nice.
Far enough that I won't get any of that on me.
No, you don't want to do that.
That's how far I am from Bobert.
I just thought it'd be fun, like if the show could get a firsthand wings, you know, testing.
Dude, if I could, I would so like. I would love to rig up some sort of hidden cam recording thing.
Yeah.
And do a, let's go to Bobert's Bar and Grill. Yeah. Let's, you know.
Maybe you'll catch her there one day, her and her weird husband who's drunk all the time. Maybe they'll be there.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, he probably show his ween to me.
Yeah, you can see his wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's famous for that.
A lot.
Yeah. He's famous.
Oh, no. I guess I'm not a minor. Never mind.
No. Yeah. You need to be a great
teen,
dude.
He only shows his ween to minors.
Look, if you were under 18, it makes some sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to get some guy on, YouTube's going to go, how come you guys don't give this kind of heat to the other side? I get that every time we make any comment about anything. So hold on a second. I'll go ahead and give you one. Liberal ex freaking, what was he? Representative guy got arrested.
All these things, all these people we could make fun of, and we don't make fun of them. Come on, man. But there's all these.
Come on.
People.
See, that's a good Biden. It's not bad.
Yeah. I'm working. I need to really workshop it.
Yeah. He's old.
I learned a little
bit
from Dana Carvey about the, you got to do kind of the whisper thing a little bit with the, oh, man, you got to, come on, man. And we're trying, et cetera. Yeah. But the latest episode.
Yeah.
Of that fly on the wall, which is, I'll admit it, I have a little crush on Vanessa Bayer from SNL.
I like her too. Yeah, she's great.
She's great in that. I love that for you, by the way, on Showtime, which I recommended a few weeks ago, and you still need to watch it. At the very beginning of that, David says, don't worry, Vanessa. At some point, we'll let you talk. You know, this show is all about us. We're kind of self-involved.
Well, good. They admit it. They know what they are.
They know. The first step is admitting they have a problem.
Yeah, they know they have the problem. I just don't think they have any interest in fixing it.
No, they don't have any interest in changing it. It's really, everything is just a, how can we work in another Lorne Michaels impersonation?
Yeah, there's lots of opportunity, it turns out, in one episode to do
lots.
That.
Lots. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, look, reading's important as well. Not just listening, but reading.
Right.
And sometimes
who
listening
can tell us about reading though, Scott?
I know.
Is there anybody out there?
It seems like a weird request, but we're going to find out now as we play this intro. Yes, that's right. Cuddle up and grab your love sack or whatever. We're going to sit around and listen to Amy Robinson say some things.
My goodness.
Isn't that a thing? There's a thing called a love sack, right?
Yeah, I have one on the other side of the basement that was really comfortable until the dog decided it was her bed, and now it is. There's enough fur on there to make another dog. Oh, don't worry, Amy. We'll let you talk.
Yeah, don't worry. We're pretty self-involved here.
I totally feel you because I have a humongous beanbag chair in my office, but it is now my dog's bed. Yeah, like that's where they lie all day long.
They take what they want. It's their world. You're just living in it, right?
It's true.
Correct.
Speaking of living in this world, I can't live in this world without Red Fraggle's recommendations. So she's here. It's Amy. And we're glad to have you here for another edition of Read This. You probably got something cool for us this week. What are we doing?
I do. Well, you know, so I'm honestly still on California time. I just came back from a trip to San Francisco Bay Area with my son because he's getting ready to start applying for colleges, and he wanted to go out there. We toured Stanford and UC Berkeley and
fun.
So that's my voice is a little hoarse because I'm still a little like.
Did you witness any college debauchery of any sort? Any kind of weirdness?
No, but UC Berkeley, the day that we were there was move-in day, so we witnessed lots of parents like very fussily, you know, kind of moving their kids' stuff in and everything. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh,
so my kids
all did local colleges, so for us it was never very fussy. It was like, you're up the street. See you later. Have a good day.
Yeah. If you need anything, let me know. Yeah. Mom will bring you a casserole.
Yeah, basically. Happened more times than I'd like to admit. But anyway, so a good trip though. Had a good time up there.
Oh yeah, we did. And we got to drive around San Francisco a little bit. We went and did one of those silly touristy things where it was called like the House of Illusions or something like that, where they have all kind of little optical illusions painted on the wall and the floor. And then if you position your camera just right, it'll look like you're flying or you're being attacked by a giant crab or something like that. So we had a good time with that. And then there's an Escapeology out there, which is the same escape room that we did with Tanner in Vegas.
Oh,
and
cool.
Is that with the Star Trek?
Yeah. But we didn't do the Star Trek one. My son and I did one. It was like, I don't know, there was like a deadly virus that some mad scientist was releasing or something. And
perfect.
But we did it and it was just me and him. So I felt like that was pretty cool. You know, we actually managed to finish it on time with just the two of us. So yeah.
And nice. You can make it fun. If you drive. Yeah. It's just the two of you. So
I
hold on a second.
An escape room. It's fun.
So I didn't realize that was like a brand that did other stuff in other states. I didn't know that. That's cool.
I didn't either until I got there and I was like, oh, sold. Let's go there. You know?
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Yeah.
Well,
it was good fun.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, higher education, higher prices. Everything's good. It's all good in the end.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
And I'm sure he will just be studious, no partying. He'll just spend all his time in class. It'll be fine. No worries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it will be. All right. Well, let's get to your book recommendation this week. What do you got?
Yep. So I got a clip for you guys. If you want to go ahead and play the clip, it's more, I'm going to warn everybody, it's more Will Wheaton.
Oh, more Will Wheaton. All right. Yes. Okay, you know, more Will Wheaton is just like watching more Star Trek. It's fine. Here you go. This is what it is.
I don't even know who'll read this. I guess someone will find it eventually, maybe 100 years from now. For the record, I didn't die on Sol 6. Certainly the rest of the crew thought I did, and I can't blame them. Maybe there'll be a day of national mourning for me, and my Wikipedia page will say, Mark Watney is the only human being to have died on Mars. And it'll be right, probably. 'Cause I'll surely die here. Just not on Sol 6 when everyone thinks I did. Let's see. Where do I begin? The Ares program. Mankind reaching out to Mars to send people to another planet for the very first time and expand the horizons of humanity, blah, blah, blah. The Ares 1 crew did their thing and came back heroes. They got the parades and fame and love of the world. Ares 2 did the same thing in a different location on Mars. They got a firm handshake and a hot cup of coffee when they got home. Ares 3. Well, that was my mission. Okay, not mine per se. Commander Lewis was in charge. I was just one of her crew. Actually, I was the very lowest ranked member of the crew. I would only be in command of the mission if I were the only remaining person. What do you know? I'm in command.
So hold on.
I love hearing about Mark Watney, the dentist on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, the Watney. Dr. Watney and his...
Dr. Watney.
Wait, what's his... That's not his name. Oh, it's Watley.
It was Watley, yeah.
Yeah, it's close enough. So this sounds like The Martian to me. Is that what this is?
It, It is the Martian. Yes. So if, and I realize this is one that, it, you know, I try to pick books that maybe not everybody has read or heard of. But in this case, if you've only ever seen the movie, I definitely recommend you check out the book, because he gets, there is a lot more precarious, bad shit that happens to him that doesn't, that, you know, they had to cut out in the movie just for time. And it's stressful. It's a good read.
I second that. I devoured this thing at the Mandalay Bay pool over a 3-day weekend, like the physical book, not the audiobook, which I kind of like. Oh man, the audiobook with Will Wheaton sounds awesome. But this, yeah, I picked this book up and I could not put it down. It was so well written.
Yeah, he's awesome. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but the author of that book, Andy Weir, I always bring this up, was the chief programmer on Warcraft 2. And that's awesome. Like going from programming video games to writing like this international best-selling freaking novel follow-up. Like it's amazing. I just think that's the coolest thing.
I did not know that. And Warcraft 2 is one of my favorite things in the world. In fact, my son, speaking of my son, he had the lack of wisdom to challenge me to like head-to-head Warcraft 2 recently. Mm-hmm. And I demolished him. Yeah. I was like, honey, this is what I did when I was in college. Like, no, dear.
What is it? APR? No, what is actions per APM? What's your APM?
Yeah, what's your APM?
No, I don't even know. We were just going based on, okay, let's just go through the scenarios, because all we could do, we could find an emulator, right? So we couldn't actually play, you know, multiplayer. Right. Yeah. So we played over this emulator.
I forgot how much I loved just the non-world of, and just the regular Warcraft and Starcraft, playing against the AI who can build and take over the other one quicker. I forgot about all that and how much I loved that.
It was a lot of fun, man.
It's fantastic.
I need to get back and play a game of that. Yeah, see how good I think.
And you have to play with the sound on, because like the sounds are great. I always play as the orcs and they're hilarious. Like, ahoy, you know, exactly. And if you keep clicking on them, then they say funny stuff.
Right. The peons,
Oh, I love that. So anyway, But yeah, I even gave him the cheat codes, man, because I know all the cheat codes. And I was like, here you go, have the cheat codes. And he still didn't beat me.
Nice.
So I was like, old ladies can still do stuff.
Drop the mic on him.
Nice. Yeah. Right. I don't want to challenge him to Fortnite. He'll destroy me.
Sure.
You know.
He's also good. More proof. Speaking of the book, and this book came out in 2011, I believe, and was picked up by the publisher that year, and then made widely available that year. Anyway, this is a guy who would have been, he's 50 this year. He just turned 50, so he'd have been 40, 41. When he had his first success. So if you're at home and you're like 27-year-old aspiring author and you think, none of this is working out,
I feel like my days are done.
Yeah. Give it some time. Give it some time. You never know. He's got a new book this year or last year called, what's the name of that book? Project Hail Mary. I've heard good things. Kind of want to check that out as well. Anyway, I didn't know that Will Wheaton did the read for The Martian. That's pretty rad.
I didn't either until I went to go get a clip for it. I was like, oh, look at that. We get more Will Wheaton narrating. He's just narrating everything.
Yeah. So. His new one says, Project Hail Mary, 2021 science fiction novel, blah, blah, blah. Set in the near future. It centers around a junior high school teacher turned astronaut named Ryland Grace, who wakes up from a coma afflicted with amnesia. He gradually remembers he's been to the Tau Ceta solar system 12 light-years from Earth. And finds the means of reversing solar dimming event that could cause the extinction of humanity. That sounds great. I'm in. Let's do it.
I'm in.
Yeah. Sounds like fun science fiction to me. How cool would it be, though, to go from, I'm helping make Warcraft 2, but I'm also bored with that. So I'm going to write a book now. Oh, Ridley Scott wants to make a movie? Sweet. Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Like, what an amazing.
Okay. Yes, please.
That's amazing. Such a cool thing. And the movie is awesome.
That guy
awesome.
Got the Mary Sue of authors, right? He's like, let me try my hand at this. And then, blam.
But it's great. And also, you guys are absolutely right. The book is required reading, I think. It's very good.
It really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so engrossing.
Nice one. This, I think it's, and it's a well-known one, but I think it's 100% fine to recommend those here and there. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't all have to be unknowns. So go check it out. Available everywhere, as you might guess, with a book that popular. And Amy, it's always good to talk to you. Do you have any anything else going on you want to tell people about?
Well, yeah. So I'll just second the little reminder there that you should post that video.
Oh, I heard from Kevin. He wants me to hold off. He says he's got a found an error and he's going to fix it and then send me the new one. So
Okay. All right.
So I'm putting that up later.
Well, then I will remind you then that you were going to send us some swag for the meetup in September.
I was, and I am too. I've got this is the box. I'm probably going to do a bigger box, but this is the box I'm going to be filling up probably to send a whole bunch of swag to you guys. So.
What is the, do you know the total number yet, Amy?
I think right now, no, I don't, because Chuck is managing all of that. So hold on. I'll uncover one ear and maybe he'll shout it from the other room.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think we have, you know, we definitely still have room, by the way. So if anybody listening wants to come to the Asheville meetup in September,
I promise it's not like some orgy, you guys. If you live out that way, they're not weirdos. They're all really nice people.
It's like 20 people. Chuck comes and tells me it's about 20 people.
Okay. I'm going to send you stuff worth about 30 just in case. Worth 30 pesos. It'll be 30 items.
30 duck farts.
30 duck farts. dirty 30 duck farts. When is this? Okay, so it's the 30th of that month, right? So it's about
seventh through the 10th or something?
7th through 10th, yeah. It's the second weekend in September. It's not Labor Day. It's the 9th through the 9th through the 11th.
You're right. Yep. The
timing is poopy.
Exact timing of D23 Expo. Yep. I'll be exactly on the opposite side of the country.
That's right. But we'll be thinking of you while I'm also somewhere else. And what was the other thing I was going to tell you about that? I was going to tell you that I can't remember. Oh, I'll say this, and I have no basis for any scientific proof of this, but I think our Southern contingent of listeners, some of the nicest people on this planet.
Oh, okay? For sure.
Aww.
So all I'm saying is if you're just a little bit north, even if you think you're full-on Yankee, get down there, experience firsthand people like Amy and others who are just the nicest people in the South. We always got these stereotypes. Everybody in the South got their gun on deep, but they're not like that. They're really nice. All right. So get more than 30 people is what I'm saying. All right. Amy, that's always good to have you on. I hope things go well. Good luck to your son. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
I get.
Nope. There she goes. As something I didn't mention earlier, we're going to be, the show's going to be a little short today. Not a ton, but a little. So we won't have Wendy today. We'll have her next week. And yes, Brian and I will have the results of our little test thing we're doing and all that.
That's right. Our Gallup dilly.
So that's still happening next week. But today, a little bit short. I have a appointment I can only get today. So, that's the reason it's happening. Anyway, there'll only be a single song today. So we're going to just go ahead and do news. And then when we finish that, we'll see where we're at. And then we'll do the final song. Okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now this.
Yeah. I don't watch the news.
It's the news. And it's brought to you by.
Brought to you by Coverville today. Doing a cover story for a band that I have never done a cover story for. In 1,410 episodes of Coverville, I've never done a Jethro Tull cover story. Q Scott.
Oh, just sitting on a park bench.
There we go.
Do, eyeing something, something. It's pretty gross.
Little girls with bad intent
with
or
Brad intent.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad. What do you intend to do, Brad? Anyway, sorry. Go
ahead. Yeah, so, you know, there's the one song Scott knows, but then there's also songs like Locomotive Breath and Bungle in the Jungle and so many more other Jethro Tull songs out there, plus a cover that he did, that Ian Anderson did, of The Thin Ice by Pink Floyd. Let's see, Hymn 43, Teacher, Mother Goose. Oh, my God, there's so much stuff. Thick as a brick.
Yeah, thick as a brick.
Anyway, listen, you know, one of the greatest heavy metal bands in history, according to the MTV Music Awards or Grammys or whatever it was.
Heavy metal?
Where they beat Metallica. Yes, there was that whole Grammy thing where Jethro Tull somehow beat Metallica.
That seems wrong. They screwed that up.
For sure. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well.
It was somebody who really... it was the Grammys. Yeah, it was like... There we go. 1989, Jethro Tull beat Metallica for the first ever heavy metal Grammy.
I'm sorry. They got the whole genre wrong.
A little bit wrong.
Yes. Yeah. That's flute. And maybe they could have said rock with flute. That could have been the winner. That's
right,
fine.
Right. Yeah. And tell me if you think like more than one of these don't belong in this category.
Go.
Metallica and Justice for All. Jane's Addiction, Nothing's Shocking.
Nope. Nope.
AC/DC, Blow Up Your Video.
Sure.
Yeah. Iggy sure. Pop, Cold Metal.
No.
Not heavy metal. Yeah. And Jethro Tull, Crest of a Name.
Yeah, none of those except two belong on there.
Yeah, and come on, between AC/DC, Blow Up Your Video, and Metallica's And Justice for All,
you give it to Metallica.
No contest.
Yeah. And no, you know what? Okay. Nothing wrong with AC/DC. In fact, they swing more of the kind of just good old-fashioned rock and roll side of things. But you, if that's your category, A, put more heavy metal in the category. Right. And B, give it to the one that deserves it, like Metallica. Exactly. Nothing wrong with Jethro Tull. They're fine. They can look at little girls with bad intent all they want. Well, they shouldn't, but they can. Anyway, that sounds like a fun show.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jethro Tull. If you don't like Jethro Tull or you don't think you're familiar with Jethro Tull, great. Perfect. Perfect opportunity to listen and hear some of their songs done by artists you know or maybe you'd like to know, bands like Clutch and... the Canells, Morris Portnoy, and George, and Emerson Paris, and
nice.
More.
Nice.
Today, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, twitch.tv/Coverville.
Excellent. Here's our first story. It's about a monkey, and I like monkeys, so we tell monkey stories when we can here on the show.
Darn right. Anytime we get a monkey.
Anytime we get a chance.
Always wanted a monkey.
A monkey. Monkey in California Zoo called 911. Yeah. Called 911.
Okay.
That's what monkeys can do. It was after it found the zoo's cell phone. I guess there's a general cell phone that gets passed around the zoo. Got the zoo,
really?
Got the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
The zoo has a cell
phone. I know. That is weird, isn't it? It's a little weird.
The new Matt Damon movie, My Zoo Has a Cell Phone.
Yeah. Can't wait. That sequel's a long time coming.
I bought
coming.
A cell phone from my zoo.
Did you ever see that movie? Was that? I never saw it.
No. Never saw I Bought a Zoo. Or We Bought a Zoo. Or
I hear it's bad. I hear it's really bad.
Yeah.
The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office said it received a 911 call that disconnected, and when dispatchers attempted to call the number back, nobody picked up. That's the one thing monkeys are bad at, is picking back up. They're not good at it. Right. Oh, just known for being
always goes
pliers.
To voicemail with those damn monkeys.
That's right. Duties. Deputies were then sent to the cell phone's location to determine if assistance was required. They arrived at the address of the zoo. The Zoo to You offices near Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
But nobody there had made the call. Oh, yeah? I know someone who did. Quote, was someone trying to make us look like a monkey's uncle, says the sheriff on Facebook. Hilarious. Wow. Hilarious. It was then determined the zoo's capuchin monkey named Route was likely the caller. That's a weird name, Route.
Route. I mean, it's spelled like... Route 66.
Yeah. Do you say Route or Route 66?
I say Route 66 because of the song.
Yeah, same. I think that's why it's
But stuck. If you tell me, oh, I think I might have to take another route. I think I do pronounce that route.
Yeah, like you'd never say, I'm going to take another route. That's weird.
Yeah.
Sounds wrong.
I don't think it's weird. It just is for whatever reason, it doesn't roll off the tongue for me like route.
Same.
Oh, yeah, it might have to route me another way.
Now, when you say route... like Route 66.
Yes.
But then you say, how do you say roof again? You say rough?
I say roof.
Oh, you
There's
say
a hole
roof.
In the roof.
You do like I do. So you say roof.
Yeah,
okay.
Roof.
I it's say the rest
roof.
Of the world that says rough or roof.
I know, and I can't do that.
Yeah, it's roof.
Yeah. I also say wolf.
Yeah, it's a wolf.
I don't leave the L out.
Yeah.
How do you say? Some people do.
How about both? Do you put the
both,
L in there?
I leave the L out of that word as well.
Oh, English.
Captain Kipper says, say solder. I say solder.
Solder. I don't say solder or solder.
I don't say solder. Let me solder that wire to the board.
Yeah, it's solder. Soldering iron. No one says soldering iron. Who does that? Nobody.
Lennon 80, talking Dunaway, says rough.
He does. Somebody says rough in our circles, and I can't remember who. Probably.
Randy says woof. Like, Oh, yeah. No, we had a wolf come through our community the other day, and it ate all of our chorizo.
When I was in Texas, western Texas growing up, we moved Catwoman.
I moved Catwoman.
We moved
Catwoman. We were just a stone's throw from Albuquerque.
Oh, Sam's in the chat. You should pass that on to your husband. That's
please
a good
do.
One.
Please. Please do.
Oh, that's funny. Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can go on. I can go on. Anyway.
Really? Rainbow Bright says that I say rough for roof. Look, if I'm talking about, it's up on the roof. I feel like it rolls off the tongue for me. Roof. It's up on the roof.
It's up on the roof. Where have you been? On the roof. I'm on the roof. Where's the snow? Oh, it's all on the roof. Yeah, both of us say roof.
Oh, but Jeannie's confirming. Apparently, I do say rough. Rough.
Rough?
I'll concede that I might say rough.
Okay. We'll give
rough.
We'll give the chat the that.
Yeah, what? Maybe. There's a hole in the... Well, if I do that one, though, it's the quote is there's a hole in the roof.
There's a hole in the roof.
Say roof, but...
Yeah. Well, but rough. Anyway.
Rough. Okay,
I think you can get away with either one. Roof. It's a fluid language.
The drink that's made by A&W, how do you pronounce that?
Root beer.
Yeah, I say root beer.
I never say root beer.
I don't say root beer. Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's like, you guys have any root beer? Root beer, root beer, yeah.
Got to pull that thing out by the roots.
Yeah, oot. Always oot.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I'm saying out in Canada. Yes, and then...
they do make a fine cream soda, yes.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. I don't like cream soda. Do you like cream soda?
I do like cream soda.
I feel like I'm eating a foamy dessert or something.
It is. You know what? It needs to be cut with... vodka and butterscotch schnapps, but yes,
I'm butterscotch. That doesn't sound. I mean, I never had.
That's
scotch.
How you make butterbeer, my friend. Vanilla vodka, cream soda, and butterscotch schnapps. That
scotch.
Is your.
That's
that is the, your Hogwarts butterbeer. Right
wow, really? I mean, that's yes. That, is that kind of what they're describing? Is that
no.
the drink?
Oh. No, that is how you simulate what. The kids are. I don't think the kids are drinking butterscotch what? Schnapps.
I mean, I hope they're not. I don't know.
Hermione, I feel funny.
All right. Next news story.
All right. Anyway.
Restaurant. I want to go here. There's this restaurant run entirely by robots.
Robots?
Entirely. Like, not just on the front of it or just, you know.
Like, there's a sushi place here that has robots that'll take you to your table.
Right.
And deliver your food. But this one is like entirely by robots.
Yeah, and this isn't even like a lot of the robots you see in Japan.
I can't stop saying robots now.
Robots, we only say because it's funny. We're not actually meaning it, everybody.
No.
We know it's robots. We know.
Robots. But...
My dad said robot for sure. He was definitely into that generation of robots.
Oh, I did. You're right. Look at you. Kazama, Smokers. I did. I went to a robot restaurant in Boston. There was like a bowl, a restaurant where they make bowls. It was actually developed by MIT, and it's like, here's a rice bowl with beans and this and that and pork and all this stuff. But there's still human people that take your order and hand and take the food off of the robot.
Right.
Now I'm not sure I'm trying to say it on purpose.
The robot.
takes the food off of the robot and hands it to you.
I think robots just so funny, it's hard not to.
It is so fun.
It's so stupid.
I think maybe we should try and bring it back. Bring back robots.
Yeah, let's do it. Robot. Yeah. I'm in. Let's do it. My dad would be proud.
The uprising.
Yeah, for sure. So here's the deal. This place is called
Mason. It's a rival.
Yeah. This is called the Mezli. Okay. It's in San Francisco. And it says here it's not the first automated restaurant to roll out there, but at least according to its three co-founders, it is the first to remove humans entirely from the on-site operation equation. The fully robot-run restaurant begins taking orders and sliding out Mediterranean grain bowls. Once again, the bowls.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
By the end of this week. Yeah.
They can't identify crosswalks, and they can only make Mediterranean bowls.
Damn straight. They're celebrating the grand opening on August 28th at the Spark Social, wherever that is.
Interesting.
It says, a startup tales old as time, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. I'm trying to find the part about... here it is. Where is it? Okay. Entrepreneurial minds decide to do something about it, combining their conventionally aligned skills with software and artificial intelligence experts and robotics wonderkind some dude. They also have an aerospace engineer involved. And basically, they came up with a way to do this. So if you want to go have 100% delivered to you by robot food, prepared, delivered to you, you pay them all of it, the entire process. No people. No one to complain to, Karen. Who's Karen going to complain to?
Well, not even, and you can't even see the robots, basically. Like, it is a, it's a giant vending machine, basically. Yeah,
basically. That sounds about right.
Where you place your order and the food comes out the side, and we just assume it's robots in there, but that's how you do it, right? Like, you completely eliminate the ability for people to interact and screw up the robots. Mm-hmm. You give them five things to choose from that they can customize, but it's still pretty much like a slightly customizable vending machine. Basically.
Yeah, it's a big giant vending machine. And if you think of it that way, everybody's cool using vending machines.
I'm fine with this. I would like, if there were one here, I'd go.
Oh,
go
I'd right do now. This. Do it in a heartbeat. Not a problem. They don't talk about how much this costs.
Let's see. Let me find the Mesli.
You know, like it says, they make some references to how expensive food is in San Francisco, but they don't say
$6.99.
What? That's reasonable. We could do that.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. They show it's opening August 28th at Spark Social in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is. I need to go to Spark Social. God, I was walking right by there the other, when I was out there in... Geez, almost a year ago. Holy cow. Last when I was in San Francisco for Chris Brown's birthday, it was September.
You could have gone if it was this week. 2021. You could have eaten there. Yeah.
I could have. Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't open for another 10 days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you're right. 28th is their official day. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'd eat it. No problem.
Yeah.
Zero issue.
Oh, looks great. Wow. Yeah,
I would eat that food. Someone down there, go there and tell us what you think.
Please do.
Is it worth our time next time we're in the San Francisco Bay Area? Mm-hmm. Here's a story for you. Queen Elizabeth's Olympic stunt double was jailed for attack on girlfriend.
Oh, hold. So much to break down.
A lot to unpack.
Queen Elizabeth has an Olympic stunt double. First of all, I just want to focus on the first five words of this headline.
Here's the breakdown. Gary Connery. You ever lose your car keys? was convicted of grievous bodily harm without intent at Oxford Crown Court on Tuesday. That's interesting. Without intent, I guess there's no motive, whatever. In addition to a prison sentence for the attack, which took place in October 2020, the judge also imposed a restraining order. The spokesman said, quote, "It is abundantly clear that you have shown absolutely no remorse for what happened and accept no fault on your behalf." Says Nigel Day, judge, who told the 53-year-old Connery, according to the PA Media News Agency. "I'm Judge Nigel Day." Like that name.
Nigel Day.
"Hello, I'm Judge Nigel Day." At the opening ceremony for the London 2012 Olympics, here's where the meat of this is.
He stood
in for the British monarch in a skit in which the Queen met James Bond, played by Daniel Craig, before they both appeared to get in the helicopter and fly to the Olympic Stadium. Viewers then saw what appeared to be the Queen and Bond, which were in fact Connery and a fellow stuntman who was playing Bond, parachute into the stadium. So that's what it was.
I love that the stunt double, the woman that James Bond pushes out of the helicopter, not really pushes, but jumps out of the helicopter, his last name is Connery. That is fantastic.
It is great that his name is Connery. And it turns out he's a douchebag.
Kipper just posted the video, by the way, in our chat room.
Oh,
if you
let's
wanna.
Take a look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Did it dong. Did it.
Wait, how come that didn't work? That's weird. Open link in a new window. What's wrong here? Okay, there we go. All right, Chad, check us out. Oh, yeah, I remember this bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's it. So that's that dude as Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a funny stunt.
It is. It's great.
That was the last opening ceremonies I watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I still like those. I still like the technology that they use for those.
I don't dislike them. I just haven't. I don't know. I couldn't be bothered this last time. I don't know why. I don't know why I wasn't. I just was not in the mood to watch that Chinese one. Just couldn't do it.
Well,
you know, I don't know why. I had no reason.
We weren't fans at the time.
Well, even I have zero problem with China. I've been there a couple times. Like, they're fine. It was just I don't know.
But I mean, they were under fire for treatment of their citizens and stuff.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I wish I had a high-minded reason like that. I don't. I just wasn't into it. Oh, there's Philip walking. Philip! Philip! No stump person for Philip. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway.
So I read on Airline and something Luke Skywalker is saying.
Oh, yeah. Earlier I said, where is it? Oh, where did it go? Oh, yeah. This one I said it was the restaurant was opening on the 28th. And someone in the chat goes, right on air lights, so I flashed it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Because I'd said that, and then you came back later and said, oh, it opens on the 28th. I think that was what it was.
Oh, well, no, because you said next week. So I'm like, no, it doesn't open until the 28th. But then I think I probably did do an extra.
Yeah, it was before that, but yes. Gotcha. All right, moving on. Hey, check this out. A dog has tested positive for monkeypox. Oh, shit.
Well, now it's dog pox, isn't it?
Maybe. Maybe.
Switch names?
I guess you want to be careful with your pets at dog parks, because if they share water, they can give it to each other if they get the thing. But this particular case is the first case documented, confirmed, that transferred from a person to their dog. Hmm. And even though a lot of this spread is like, it's really intimate contact that you're getting this from is the thing. So lots of macking out or doing the dirty with whoever, doesn't matter. That's how this thing is spread, and it's also surfaces and junk like that. So he probably, you know, some guy got it on with his girlfriend, got the pox, went over to his dog and went, hey, you're a great dog, and rubbed all over his face and let him lick him and everything. And now the dog has it, the poor freaking thing.
Aww.
Did you see pictures of what this looks like on your face? You got to see this.
Oh, not on the face.
Yeah, you got to see
this. I've
seen
the arms and stuff photos, but,
I don't know how this will land on you. If you're gonna like this or not.
Oh god. is this picture of the dog on Yahoo News the actual dog that has it, or is
no,
that just
I think that's just
the
dog.
Saddest picture of a dog they could find in their clip art library.
I think it's just a dog. I could be wrong.
Oh my god.
I know, right? So this is a guy who got it on his face, and he shows July 11th through August 1st, and that's just like the road it took. Honestly, July 21st is where I would have been like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, July 18th, not so good either.
No, none of this is good.
None of this is good.
And, so you don't want the monkeypox is what I'm saying. You
yeah,
don't want it.
And he's smiling as of August 1st, but I'd still say maybe you want to give it till the 15th for the smiley photo.
Yeah.
Don't do the after photo until. There's no trace of the
blood. But he's looking up, though. You know, he's feeling a little better.
He's all right. He's feeling a little positive about it. Yeah.
Yeah. He might get there. All right. So watch out.
I am not touching anybody in Vegas. Are you kidding me? Like nothing.
Nope.
Nobody.
Nope. Me neither. But that's your news. We hope you've enjoyed the news, because today that's all you get.
Well, watch the news.
Here's the deal. Lots of shows coming up. Like Brian mentioned, Coverville today at 1:00.
Yeah.
Definitely tune into that. Watch that live. Couch Party this weekend for Friday. Friday's Couch Party. We are going to watch
Kingpin.
Yeah. For a second, the name left me.
Starring Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
The crazy Quaid.
And the weird old lady who.
And Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And the weird old lady.
Easily the most strikingly memorable scene in the entire movie.
Yes, exactly.
My favorite moment in that movie is actually just a pure physical gag where he's hanging out with the Amish people and he's dressed that way. Woody Harrelson is. And he's only got one hand. Uh-huh. So his prosthetic hand's down here and a dog gets in. He's like, yanking the dog. And at some point, the dog lets go. And it's a simple pratfall, but he just goes whack right in his own face with his hand.
Yes.
It makes me laugh every freaking time.
My favorite, the most memorable thing for me, and I'll absolutely guarantee that I'm getting this line wrong, but it's Chris Elliott at the craps table calling over a cocktail waitress saying, yo, top heavy, give me two hot sake and sodas and a Tipperillo, s'il vous plaît. Something like that. I know I'm getting the line wrong, but it's something along those lines, and I can't wait to see that line and get it right.
I mean, even just you saying it is the essence of a Chris Elliott delivery. That was exactly right. I'm very excited to see this. So that's tomorrow. Couch party, yeah. Patrons only. Check out details on the Patreon, which, by the way, is over at frogpants.com, or excuse me, patreon.com/TMS. Core tonight, 5 p.m. So watch for that. Also, cool. Kim and I will be putting a skim up this afternoon, probably around 2. So
tease that core because you're doing some thing. Oh, you're doing a skim at 2? Thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks.
Yep, right. Skim at 2. Well, not live.
No, I'll be done with... Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
We don't do that one live, so we should...
I'll be done with Coverville anyway by then.
Yeah.
But no, you're doing some experiment thing on Core tonight, right?
We are. I did a thing for a whole week, Thursday to Thursday, that I didn't tell anybody about yet.
Yeah.
That is, there's two things I did, and you'll find out tonight what they were. And I think at least one of them someone will find really interesting, I hope. But I'm just going to leave that Johnson right there and let it stew.
Cool.
Until 5.
I'm excited to find out what that is.
Yeah, it was really fun. So anyway, check that out tonight. Core, me, John, Bo doing the video game thing. And Skim later today.
Skim.
Yeah. OMG Spiders with a quick shout out. He wrote in and says, hello, Scoot and Boot. My wife and I have listened to you since the Wrath of the Lich King on the instance. And let's see, please, if you have a chance, please say Doodle is the best on TMS. My wife would go nuts. Also love the show. Doodle is the best.
Doodle is the best.
I don't know what that means. If it's her opinion of your manhood, then I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. No one should call that a doodle.
Doodle.
There's a problem. I've been getting a lot of ads on Twitter about wieners. What's that about?
Guy, I don't know. Because it's not like you post about dogs rubbing their wieners on the couch cushions on Twitter at all or anything like that. Well, I wonder if
that
know.
Did it. That might have done it. So I get this ad from Bent Carrot PD, okay? And it says, a bend with a bump in your erection might be Parian's disease, whatever that is. Ask a urologist about PD and some, what they're selling here. Click for safety info and risk of penile fracture. And then there's a picture of a dude who looks like a slim Ted Cruz staring down at a weird shaped carrot.
Really a big carrot.
I don't know why this is happening.
No, it's not the disease. I just had trouble with a Shanghai hooker.
Yeah, you did. If you got this, you did. Here, I'll give it. You can see it. I'll put it in the thing. It's. I don't know why I'm getting those because I don't have that. I don't have anything
right
like
angle,
that.
More like wrong angle, right?
More like correct angle.
Thank you, JC O'Calhoun. I'm not clicking that link because I don't want to get ads like that in my Twitter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. That's going to do it for the show. And also, we hope Doodle is truly the best OMG Spiders. If you got emails to send us, you can do that at themorningstream@gmail.com. Once again, our Patreon is at patreon.com/TMS. And for all other things, you'll want to point your browsers to frogpants.com/TMS. And that's going to do it. You got anything else, Brian?
That's it. Yeah? That's it for me.
That'll do it for you.
No, it's a freelance day, so no lifts. No lifts today.
Yeah.
But I will do some tomorrow, and hopefully I get a good fun story to tell you all on Monday about lifting tomorrow.
It's just a percentage thing, right? If you do enough lifts, you're going to get a good story. It always works
eventually,
that way.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I love your lifts.
No, I had the nicest people. I had conversations with people who paint cars, who do restorations, car restorations and stuff like that.
That's cool. Love that.
A dude who's directionally challenged, who lives in Southeast Aurora. I mean, it was, I had great conversations with people yesterday, and sadly, none of them were wackadoos.
Well, let me tell you, you're having a conversation every day with someone who is directionally challenged, so congratulations. I'm terrible at it.
Maybe if you drove more often.
I drive all the time. It didn't matter. My whole life, if the sun goes down, I'm effed.
Yeah.
I'm effed.
Really?
Yeah. Even in this easy, gridded out freaking Utah thing we got going, people are like, oh, meet us at 128th and 5th or whatever, and I'm like, shit. Even with phone help, I'm still not great. It's bad at it.
Interesting. Yeah, I honestly you get the same situation, right? You've got mountains that are on one side. I guess when the sun goes down, you can't see those mountains. You don't know which way is east or west or north or south.
Well, we have east and west mountains, and the problem with that is it's not that I can't tell the difference between them. Is that it's just like I'll get to a street and go, and like even with like a satellite thing on my phone, it'll go.
Yeah.
turn left on the upcoming her. And I'm like, this left or the next? Wait, the left after that? Like, I just.
The left I'm currently at, or the left that's like a block up that you're probably warning me about ahead of time?
Yeah. There was a time, me and my sister Misha are both really bad at this. And there was a time when her and I were supposed to go to a dinner, and we got so lost, we were 2 hours late. 2 hours. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Moving on. We're done. Hey, play a song. You have a song. Play a song.
Yeah, you know who's not directionally challenged is Carol, because she followed the directions and sent her request via the frogpants.com/TMS link. If you have a request, send it there. I do need a couple more for next week, but, you know, give me your birthday requests, your anniversary requests, sure. Whatever. Yeah. Carol wrote in and said, hi, TMS. Already, not no S and B thing. Jeez. Last year, my partner and I decided to finally forge ahead with our dream of moving from Silicon Valley to Amsterdam.
Oh.
We're in our early 30s, childless, and have no other attachments, so why not? He quickly joined a company who could sponsor his visa. So on New Year's Eve, we said our goodbyes, thinking I would join him soon. Boy, were we wrong. For us, 2022 has consisted of him navigating his new Dutch life alone and me spending 4 months job searching and another 4 dealing with visa headaches. After countless hours of trying to stay connected through Final Fantasy XIV, Lost Ark, and Tabletop Simulator, I'm finally reuniting with him on Friday the 19th, tomorrow, to start our new adventure together in the land of bicycles, tulips, and stroopwafels. And lots and lots of dope.
Yeah.
To celebrate, I added that part. Yeah. To celebrate, I'm requesting any song related to the Netherlands and or new beginnings, and any day that you have an opening will work. I'm not picky, just excited to hug the love of my life again, because I can definitely see why I like him. Signed, Carol.
Aww. I like that.
That is so cool. Well, Carol, and does she say his name? She doesn't, but so happy for the two of you to be reunited, because it does feel so good.
Yeah.
Let's get to your request. You said basically anything related to the Netherlands. How about one of the most popular Dutch singers of all time, a singer named Anouk, or Anouk, A-N-O-U-K. I'm going to say Anouk.
Sure.
She's hugely popular out there, and she got together with Sarah Bettens, the lead singer of K's Choice, for this cover of Live, the band Live. They're from the Lost Tracks album. Here is I Alone, an acoustic version by Anouk and Sarah Bettens.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that song. I love that band. Thank you all for listening. We'll be doing stuff later, so check all that stuff out we talked about. And back on Monday with a brand new TMS. We'll see you then.
It's easier not to be wise. Measure these things by your brains. Sunk into Eden with you. Alone in the church by and by. Wait till you hear Savior eyes. You need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is up, you've been swept away. Of teachers won't hesitate. Church by and by, to cradle the baby in space. Leave you.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I just swallowed a bee.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.